are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. How y'all doing out there? I know we got more caucuses, caucus here, caucus there, caucus everywhere. I know. Look, you know what? That's what we're looking at here, okay? And New Hampshire, from what I understand, is Romney has been doing very well, of course. We know Romney is supposed to be in first place, but from what we're finding over the last couple of days, he has kind of slinked back a little bit. And Newt has been holding his own. Santorum has been holding his own. So it's going to be kind of interesting. You know, who comes in second could still be pretty important in this one. Well, of course it is. So, you know, if we get any new information, of course, I will let you know. But we got the New Hampshire caucuses coming up, and then I think South Carolina. And it's just going to be caucus, 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 caucus. See, and I said that without my list. I'm pretty proud of myself. Busy, busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Looks like sex offenders are having trouble finding places to live. So more and more of them are clustering in trailer parks. So we need to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how nicotine patches, even though they may not work long term to, you know, help with smoking cessation, they may be a short fix for some memory problems. They're thinking about slapping these patches onto pre-Alzheimer patients because maybe what it'll do is the stimulant effect will increase their memory. So we're going to talk about that. Also, it looks like Great Britain is getting sick of all the binge drinking that they're now asking their citizens to have 2 drink-free days a week. So, of the whole week, right, can you pick 2 days that you don't drink? I know. I guess, you know, in your, wasn't I asked, I don't know if it was an email, just about a week or two ago, on when are we allowed to just drink every day? When are doctors going to say how much we could drink and what we could drink each day? This is why. You know, every time something good comes out with alcohol, like another study came out saying red wine could decrease breast cancer risk, and you're thinking, oh, great. There was a study a few weeks ago saying alcohol ups breast cancer risk. And we were almost considering telling anybody who was at high risk for breast cancer to not drink. Then all of a sudden, a study comes out a couple days ago saying alcohol's okay and, in fact, can help decrease breast cancer. What are they doing to us? What are they doing, right? And then you're thinking, okay, well, in Europe, they do well drinking alcohol every day. Now the Brits want to say, no, yeah, can you take 2 days off? Can you pick a couple days during the work week? You don't have to be drink-free all during the work week, but pick 2 days. So we're going to talk about that. Okay, and then, of course, as breaking news comes, sometimes Dr. Dahlia does get breaking news. We got a lot of news, but I just don't have all my teasers in front of me. Sorry. I gotta wait till the break to go through the next step of teasers. Actually, this is a good one. We have a lawmaker in California who pleaded no contest to stealing a pair of leather pants and merchandise. This woman is an assemblywoman. You know what? Let's just go into the story real quick because this is funny. She blames stealing a pair of leather pants on her brain tumor. That's benign. All right, let's throw out the phone number here. Of course, we want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, your email is at drdahlia.com. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. My Facebook fan page, please like my page because I also give information and some really good pictures there for those of you who don't tweet. And if your radio station doesn't carry the Dr. Dahlia Show in your town, call them up and tell them to call Genesis Communications Network for it to work. Thank God for Genesis Communications Network for airing and broadcasting my show. We got Kyle working the dials. Great show today. Okay, so I think it's a great show. You all may have a different opinion, but I don't really want to hear it right now. A California lawmaker pleaded no contest Friday to stealing leather pants and other merchandise from a Neiman Marcus store in an incident her attorney blamed on a benign breast tumor. This is Mary Hayashi of Castro Valley, was arrested October 23 after surveillance cameras at the store at Union Square showed her walking out with $2,500 worth of clothing. After the plea, Judge Sandoval immediately sentenced Hayashi to 3 years of probation, ordered her to pay $180 in fines and court costs, and to stay away at least 50 feet from Neiman Marcus. I didn't know you could do that. Now, I don't go to Neiman Marcus. I can't afford it. But, I guess these assembly women get. What do assembly women make? Wow. But she stole it. Yeah, never mind. She might doesn't make money either. She's stealing it. All right. Her attorney said that the patient was diagnosed with a benign brain tumor, and this affected her concentration and judgment. Really? All right. Well, if you take a look at what she stole, it looks like she was judging and concentrating on what she wanted. I mean, can't they blow that out of the water? Just look at the size pants she stole. If the size pants she stole was her size pants, that's pretty calculating in itself. All right. Now that Ms. Hayashi's medical condition resulted in her arrest has been taken care of, she decided that she will resolve the case as well. What's her brain tumor? They're telling us what kind of a brain tumor she has. What kind of a benign brain tumor makes you steal $2,500 worth of stuff? Wow. I mean, I had an ovarian tumor. Does that mean I get to steal? Anyway. All right. Well, man. You know, when I was in California, people weren't that weird, were they? Did I miss something? You know, we were also talking about, which I'll probably touch upon too, there was a teacher or a school official who faked her daughter's death so she could spend an extra week of spring break in Costa Rica. And then there was a principal who found the Xerox machine to be sexually useful. And when he told staffers about it, he almost lost his job. And then I guess Verizon gave an 11-year-old girl a phone number that belonged, I believe, to an escort service. So now this little, it wasn't Verizon? I need to find out. Or was it, I thought I saw Verizon. Let me double check the source. Anyway, 11-year-old girl is now getting calls from all sorts of people wanting an escort. And why is an 11-year-old even having a cell phone to begin with? All right. Okay, this source isn't saying the cell phone site. I'll double check, but last I saw it was that. What is this society coming to? Really? Don't these companies get a clue? We're also going to be talking about this Buffer and No-Dose GasX recall because the machinery that stocked the pills possibly had old pills and fragments from a previous... Don't ask. Don't ask. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 9th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.1680. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.5730, $8.2865 for a half ounce, or $4.1432 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.5730, $8.2865, and $4.1432.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job. The Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do better. very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In the previous hour, we had a caller asking about chemotherapy medicines and why they're so expensive. And so I kind of reviewed what happens with these drug companies and how it takes about $1.3 billion to make a successful drug, yet one out of 10,000 chemicals that are played with in the lab even get to the point where they can make a drug. So we kind of explained why it costs so much to make a medicine and then what chemotherapy is and what it does. So, I definitely welcome you to go to GCNlive.com and go to listen. You'll find me. Yeah, that's me down there among a whole bunch of other awesome hosts. I welcome you to listen to their shows too. GCN has some great, great talent. I know I'm the black sheep of the group, but that's okay. That's okay. Black sheeps are sexy. And even the background is black. It looks good. It looks good. Anyway, the archives will have some shows that you miss. But if you're interested in chemotherapy and what they are and why it costs so much, that was done in last hour's show. Now, interesting entertainment news. 24 is going to finally have a movie. They are going to start filming with Jack Bauer and Kiefer Sutherland. Of course, plays Jack Bauer this spring. We were talking about this ever since 24 ended. They said a movie's going to come out, a movie's going to come out. Well, it's been years, but finally they're going to start shooting in the spring. Jack Bauer, of course, the 24 show, if you remember correctly, it was, great show. Right. Each season was 24 hours, you know, so they had the done. And it was a great show. Now, I don't know how they do 24 in a 2 hour movie. I mean, they may have to call it two, but at least Jack Bauer is going to be back on the big screen. I love 24 series. I mean, imagine their movies. It's unlimited, just like Mission Impossible. By the way, that was a good flick. All right, Nick Cannon from America's Got Talent, who suffered from acute renal failure, is back home with his twins. He is a happy, happy man. He says he's feeling better, doing well. So good for him, Nick Cannon, back. Mariah Carey's husband, back with the twins. And hopefully we'll be back on America's Got Talent. America's Got Talent's now going to have Howard Stern, huh? That's going to be interesting. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. He'll probably like the ones who are, you know, nakedly clad, half clad in clothes. And Beyonce had her baby, Ivy Blue Carter, a baby girl. They said she's already spent millions of dollars on the baby. She has a diamond encrusted high chair. The baby's too small to sit in the high chair. And a solid gold rocking horse. Wow. Wow, I remember the chair I got. I had a secondhand rocking chair that squeaked. And you know if a rocking chair kind of clicks and so you jolt a little bit? I had that, right? For both babies, breastfeeding both times, it was horrible. I didn't have the best rocking chair, and here they got a gold rocking horse. But you know what? You know what? Good for baby girl, baby Blue Ivy Carter. Good for her. But, you know, wow, diamond studded. There's going to be slop. There's going to be peas and squash thrown. I don't know. You know what? That's Hollywood for you. That is Hollywood. Okay, so what's going on then with this? We were just talking about this previous hour. You guys heard in the news that Google and Facebook and Yahoo and all these big search engines are really fighting this whole SOPA privacy law. Now, I don't have it in front of me because I talked about it last hour, but I just want to touch upon it so you all know what's going on. There's this bill that's trying to get passed through Congress and another bill through the Senate trying to protect online piracy. You know, Hollywood is getting a little sick of people stealing songs over the internet and stealing movies, and so they want Congress to pass this bill. Yet, if anybody does have any infringements, they can't be associated with other types of search engines. Or let's say if Google wants to work with Facebook and somebody on Facebook did some piracy, Google can't work with Facebook. So you start seeing a lot of these restrictions and governments stepping in that can almost make it impossible for the internet to even run. Now, they're saying what could even qualify for piracy? Because like I said, at first you're looking at this going, well, of course, nobody should be stealing music. Nobody should be stealing movies. You go to the movie and pay for the movie, or you Redbox it, or go to Netflix, or wait till it comes on cable. No reason to steal. And I agree with you there. There's really no reason to steal. You know, I mean, the Dr. Dahlia show is for free. You know, I mean, that's up there on archives. But if I were ever able to charge for it, I guess I wouldn't want someone stealing it. I don't know. I don't really care. I mean, it's on the radio. It's free. Somebody could stick a little microphone. That's what I used to do, right? When I didn't have money to buy my tapes of Def Leppard, I'd put a microphone next to the boombox, and it would record pretty darn good. That's what I used to do. All right, anyway, so I get that. I get that, you know, piracy, illegal, I get that. Wrong, fine. But what they're saying that could count as illegal piracy, and we were talking about this in the last hours, let's say your daughter is singing a Rihanna song or a Britney Spears song. Mom thinks it's so cute that she records it and she puts it on YouTube. And then she puts that YouTube recording on Facebook. That could be considered piracy because the Rihanna song or the Britney Spears song is a copyright song, and the daughter singing to it is going on YouTube, etc. That's considered file sharing. So then what's going to happen is then Facebook could be in breach, or YouTube could be in breach, or, you know. And so anyway, Google, YouTube, Yahoo, Amazon, PayPal, even, they want to do a blackout in protest. Now, it would be kind of curious to see what happens. I mean, if the internet goes down, not so much the internet, but the Google and the major search engines go down, you know, it'd be interesting to see how news goes. I mean, because I see these people on the news, and I see people when they're doing the news, they're on the internet. And, of course, that's how I'm getting, like, the caucus results and stuff. I'm on the internet. I'm trying to stream Fox or CNN and get my up-to-date news. It's going to be very interesting to see how the media can work that day if they don't have their Google. But it's a big deal. This is a bigger deal than I thought it was. So we'll see what happens. But I don't know if I could go, you know, one whole day without Facebook or Twitter. I have no idea what the blackout's going to, how long the blackout's going to be. But, you know, people are mad. People don't want government involved. Big surprise there. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we keep telling everybody to stop smoking. With those of you that smoke, we're like, stop smoking. And then you're like, well, how? You know, we're like, well, you could try some of the oral medications. They're like, yeah, well, I don't want to get the nightmares and I don't want to get the side effects. So then we say, well, then fine. Take some nicotine gum or nicotine patch. Well, another study came out saying that the nicotine patch and nicotine gum really doesn't have any lasting benefit. It may actually backfire in some cases. Duh, that's what I've been saying, right? I mean, we're supposed to get you off the nicotine. So if we're trying to squash an addiction to nicotine, why are we giving you nicotine in the form of a patch or gum? Never made sense to me. But anyway, the study published Monday in the journal Tobacco Control. There's a journal called Tobacco Control? Who subscribes to that? I mean, it's probably a good read, but you'd think, you know, you'd get bored with the subject. Included nearly 800 people trying to quit smoking over a period of several years, and it's likely to inflame, they say, a long-running debate, inflame, blah, 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 blah. All right, they say smokers, they aren't even telling us, come on. All right, what's this? Sorry, guys, I'm reading this as I go. You see why you need Google? Yeah, I have Google up here. You know what? It might as well black out because this article isn't even telling us. Well, anyway, okay, from what we understand, they say about one-third of the people trying to quit had relapsed. The use of replacement products made no difference whether they were taken from the recommended two-month period or with the guidance of a cessation counselor. They say one subgroup, heavy smokers, those that had their first cigarette within a half hour of waking up, who used replacement products without counseling, was twice as likely to relapse as heavy smokers who didn't use the gum or the patch. So they're saying the gum or the patch can make you relapse more. Now, again, it all depends on why you smoke. If you're smoking to look cool, if you're smoking to get that extra break, because I know sometimes with union or the government, you get an extra break to smoke. All right, the gum and patch probably will help you go off easily. But if you're addicted to nicotine, like most people are that smoke, you know, and you're really trying to get off nicotine, no, taking nicotine in terms of a patch isn't going to help. I mean, maybe it'll help with you stopping putting things up to your mouth, but no. So this isn't any surprise to me. What was kind of a little bit of a surprise, which really shouldn't be, is they said these nicotine patches actually stave off memory losses. They have found that if you give a nicotine patch to a non-smoker with mild cognitive problems, they found that many of them did better memory-wise. Now, of course, these people were not diagnosed with Alzheimer's yet, but they were people that were already starting to have some cognitive decline. Now, it makes sense because nicotine patch gives you a boost. It energizes you. It acts as speed. And we've talked about this with the ADD drugs that these college students are abusing. You take some form of speed, you're able to concentrate more and remember more. So, however, these nicotine patches aren't as addictive as the speed for ADD. So this may be a possibility. Interesting stuff. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, a couch potato pill didn't work, but it prevented heat stroke. We're going to talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, guys, let's rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. You know, I was reading this article where scientists kind of stumbled upon a drug that may help prevent heat stroke for people that are exercising and working out in the heat. But originally, boy, those were a lot of vowels that I squeezed out there. Originally, this drug was supposed to be the quote-unquote couch potato pill for its ability to build muscle and increase endurance in mice that never, I guess, got off the couch. You know, they do all sorts of things with mice. They do. They give mice a little couch, right? That's why they call the mice couch potatoes. Anyway, so this was supposed to be a couch potato study back in 2008, all right? Abbreviated as AICAR. But what they found is the drug was 100% effective in preventing death in mice genetically engineered to be susceptible to heat stroke. Now, some people can get something called malignant hypothermia. We've talked about this. It puts you at high risk for heat stroke. You end up having a mutation of your RYR1 gene. You have these uncontrolled muscle contractions. You increase body temperature, lactic acid. Sometimes this could also happen when you're under anesthesia. But they found that this drug that was supposed to be, again, looking at something completely different, had 100% effectiveness in mice. Now, this is published in the journal Cell. Okay, so last segment there was a journal, what, Tobacco Control? Now there's a journal called Cell. Yeah, I need to see what some of the GI proctological magazines are called. Anyway, alright, so let me see, talk about heat stroke. Okay, I mean that helps a lot of us who, you know, had to run track and work out in the Phoenix sun. It was pretty debilitating working out there. And heat stroke, we talk about heat stroke during the summer all the time. I'm not going to talk about it now because everyone's freezing at this point. But when we were talking about in the previous hour, you know, why these drugs cost so much money, this is what's happening. You know, they come up with these studies and they go, look, this is what we found. Everyone's like, oh, wow, that's exciting. But they still are years to the point where these medications can actually be marketed, even if it passes human trials. There's so many steps. You know, for those of you that are like, okay, well, I don't get all the steps. You know, kind of remember the Planet of the Apes movie that we just saw, The Rise of the Planet of the Apes. It just came out about a year ago with James Franco, and he worked for a company, and he wanted to come up with an Alzheimer's drug, and basically years went by. And I'm not reading the story. If you haven't seen the Planet of the Apes movie, come on, get your act together. Well, anyway, years go by. Right, of between research and development and studies, because you have to study the medication for years. And a lot of times, your development has to occur even after the patent starts. So these drug companies, they're while they're in the process of R&D and then you know, packaging it and going through the final stage of clinical studies, the patent already is, the clock's already ticking. So many of these companies only have a few years left on patent for them to market the drug and squeeze out the profits they want. That's why these drugs are so expensive. They really need to just redo this whole process. We have a problem with the FDA and a lot of these clinical studies not being as thorough as they should be. But one of the reasons is after years, I mean, these companies, they want to get their drug pushed through. Well, then maybe they need to extend the patent length. I don't know. But that doesn't fit well with Obamacare, because people have been waiting for years for Lipitor and Viagra to go off brand name and become generic, because then they could save money. But once a medicine goes generic, pharmaceutical company doesn't really make money unless somebody buys brand name only. So it's this vicious cycle. And I guess one of the numbers or quotes we had read about an hour ago said, I guess 1 out of 10,000 of these chemical substances that are looked at actually gets to the point where it gets to be a drug that gets sold. Right? And 1 in 20 drugs that they think will make it to market, 20 drugs they think that'll make it to market, only one actually does. And so they say a company has to every few years come up with a big blockbuster drug like Lipitor or Viagra just to stay afloat. Now, again, I'm not wanting you to feel sorry for these drug companies, but I think we really underestimate how much money it costs to make these drugs. And it's frustrating for us, because those, like I was discussing, those of us that take Plavix, let's say, $131 a month. Really? $131? You're paying for all the failures the drug company had and have to financially make up for. That's why you're spending that kind of money on your drug. Right? All the drugs that failed, that didn't go through, that they had to spend millions upon millions of dollars for, that's what you're paying when you pay that brand name price. It's frustrating. But if you don't, then these companies don't make Viagras. They don't make Lipitors. They don't make Crestors. So they won't make the new drugs if they aren't, again, getting the money from the back end. So it's a very, very crappy system, and they need to fix it. Now, another crappy system is this whole sex offenders and where they can live. And which act is it? I'm trying to think of the act, the Megan's Laws, all right? All right, most states have laws that require, you know, sex offenders to register in their community so neighbors know. And many of us, we visit the website because we want to know how many sex offenders are in our city. We got a bunch living near us. And apparently many of the laws prohibit sex offenders who have harmed children or are considered predators. They can't live near schools, parks, playgrounds, or child care centers. Now, in a city like mine, I live in Vegas, there's parks, playgrounds, schools, daycare everywhere. I mean, there's almost a daycare on every corner. So if there has to be a certain radius of where a sex offender could live, then many of them wind up in trailer parks, they say. All right, they say, I'm trying to look at here. They say many cities say that now these clusters of sex offenders and trailer parks are becoming more and more, they're becoming, you know, I guess trailer parks used to be kind of nice and quiet and fun. And, you know, now they're getting to be a lot more seedy. So where do they live? I mean, do they have to start building neighborhoods for sex offenders that are separate? Do you block it off? What do you do? Right? A study in Orange County, Florida found 99% of residential housing is off limit to sex offenders. 99%. They say most urban and suburban communities, as much as 95% of the residential properties are too close to schools, playgrounds, daycare centers for sex offenders to comply with the laws. So they're pushed to the poorest communities with the fewest resources where children are also probably less supervised and more vulnerable. Or they go into the trailer parks or motels. So I don't know how they would fix this. I don't know. But it's frustrating. All I know is where I live, and we live right next to a school. We still have sex offenders within a mile or two radius of where we live. So I mean, again, you know, we just keep the kids with us, and we doesn't it just give you the creeps to think that people would do that? It just absolutely gives me the creeps. Okay, so a lot of interesting things in the news that I want to talk about. I want to hit this Britain story where now the UK is telling their citizens to back off on alcohol, saying cut back at least 2 days a week. These recommendations are from the Commons Science and Technology Committee, which is calling for a review of all government guidelines on alcohol in the UK. They say there are sufficient concerns about how much people should drink. All right. Now, of course, this is a British study. So don't worry. You don't have to do this in America yet. You don't have to cut back on alcohol yet in America. But what's so significant about something like this is we always talk about alcohol and how, you know, people that drink alcohol, they seem to do better with dementia. We had an article a couple weeks ago saying alcohol reduces breast cancer. This week an article came out saying it reduces breast cancer. So people are like, well, Dolly, if it helps heart disease and breast cancer, et cetera, when can we be told by our doctor to take it every day and drink every day? Well, we're not going to do that. Doctors aren't going to do that. There's too much liability. People are going to overdrink. And, I mean, unfortunately, the people that screw up ruin it for the rest of us. Looks like we have to go on break. I want to talk about this really quick. And when we come back, please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, any calls, questions you have, I am here to answer them. All right, so just really quickly, I get mad when the government has to step in because they think we're too stupid to handle things. And we were just talking about in Great Britain, they want to now limit people to only drinking maybe 5 days a week. Try to have a two days a week drink free. All right? They're asking for 2 days a week to drink free because they say people aren't just drinking a glass of wine once a day. They're getting hammered. And, you know, I can't stand stand. I can't stand thinking that the government has to step in to help us. You know, really? But, sometimes there are some stupid people. You know, I was talking about some stories that hit the news this week. We talked about this teacher in Georgia who gave out math questions to the class. I'm sure you guys heard about this over the weekend, where it said, if you have 56 oranges and 8 slaves picked an orange each, what would the remaining slaves pick? And you're like, why? What are they talking about? Slaves? And then I guess another math question was, this is from a Georgia school. If Frederick got 8 beatings in 1 week, how many beatings would he get in 2 weeks? These were story problems. And these kids bring them home, and the moms and dads are like, what's this? Well, it turns out the teacher was trying to incorporate a social studies assignment on slavery with the math assignment. And so they're doing math problems on beatings and slaves. Okay, idiots. These teachers need to get a clue. All right, from what I understand, you know, teachers apologized. They threw out the study. But think a little bit. Think, right? And then Principal of the Year goes to Principal John Chase Jr. of Bronxdale High School in New York, where apparently he was looking at the Xerox machine and with a couple staffers said, have you seen the new copy machine? It does everything. It even has a hole in it where you can stick. I'm not going to go further. So, anyway, the guy's making about $136,000 a year. He gets to keep his job. All right, but you don't say things like that. All right, nobody finds a Xerox machine sexually useful, right? And if you did, keep it to yourself for crying out loud. You know, what good is it to tell women that you could, you know, have sexual acts with the Xerox machine? Really, what good is it? Yeah, and then there was a mom in New York, a school administrator, who wanted to take an extra week of vacation over spring break to Costa Rica, so she faked her daughter's death. She had a fake death certificate. She had her daughters call into work saying that the daughter died. And, I mean, she made this elaborate plan to get an extra week off in Costa Rica. You wouldn't think people would find out? Well, of course, school hired an investigator. An investigator found out. And I guess the death certificate was, I guess, numbered 5 years prior to the year of which the supposed death occurred. So, I mean, it was done so halfway. Just ask for the extra week. Just ask for the extra week. You're going to, I hate the idea of, saying your daughter died. There's karma. That would just freak me out. Absolutely freak me out, right? And then I guess an 11-year-old gets a cell phone for Christmas. But this cell phone, from what I understand, used to belong to Erotic Canada and TOSluts.com. So she's getting all these calls from people that want, I guess, an escort. And so I hope mom and dad learn their lesson. You know, you really don't need to be, wait a second. When the dad did confiscate the daughter's phone, went to the phone company that sold him the phone for $200 with a 3-year contract, and the manager refused to waive the fee to change the daughter's phone number. See, I told you, idiots. Honestly, idiots, idiots, idiots. Okay, do we have any smart people? Any smart people? Let me see. I got to have a good study. Oh, actually, we had something. Oh, this was really, really cool. Alexander Graham Bell. I don't have the site in front of me, but it's on my Facebook. For any of you, you know, I really thank you for following me on Twitter. But, you know, Facebook, you have a fan page, and then you have, like, a regular page. A regular page is max, but my fan page is where I could put pictures. And I have a picture of a scribbling from Alexander Graham Bell. This was really cool. This came out in the news in the last day or two. Basically, I guess it's his plans for a telephone. But he had written his parents because I believe his parents had a prototype and I think they hurt themselves on it. All right. A letter from the inventor of the telephone, Alexander Graham Bell, to his parents, in which he includes a rare picture of the device and gives them some safety tips on using it. This is actually being sold at a New Hampshire auction, was written by Bell to his father in 1878 after a lightning accident threatened the integrity of his invention. This is an 8-page letter, and it has a one-of-a-kind sketch of two connected telephones. This thing is cool. You got to go to my Facebook page. You don't have to. I don't even think you have to be on Facebook. Maybe you do. Maybe you do have to have a Facebook account, okay? But you don't have to be a quote-unquote friend. Just even take a look at this. This is really cool. He had pretty good handwriting. They're saying his handwriting seems, but compared to me, you see his telephone apparatus, and it actually looks like a little robot. It's square with two legs coming down at the bottom and two circles for eyes or boobies or whatever he was drawing. But it was really cool. Bell writes in the letter, postmarked from Washington, D.C. on December 30th to his parents, that he is, quote unquote, quite troubled by your account of the lightning incident at Toledo Heights. The accident shows that the earth terminals of your telephone line are defective, for the current found a shorter path to the ground through two of your poles and by the proper path. Oh, see, if I wrote a letter like that to my mom, I'd be smacked. You know, I had to say, I love you. I'd be like, what are you talking about? What? So anyway, he draws the diagram, the two telephones showing the correct mechanical assemblage to ensure proper function and above all safety. So he loved his mama and he loved his dad if he did that. But pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. I'm going to be so excited this year with all the, with all the Titanic stuff, even though it was one of the biggest tragedies we've, ever known. It's just amazing, to see all the old artifacts. I love it. You know, another thing that amazed me is there's a video that's circulating the internet, and it's real, where there was a 30-story building in China that was built in 15 days. And they do the time lapse, and you literally see a 30-story hotel built in 360 hours, they say. And it is... it's amazing. And they say it could also withstand a 9-magnitude earthquake. So that is also on my Facebook fan page as well. I need to figure out how to put this on my website. I know that'll be a lot easier. Okay, so this was a very interesting story. There's an Irish woman trapped in a 12-year-old girl's body. She never made it through puberty. Apparently, she has a condition that, oh, my stomach's growling. Sorry, I didn't eat yet. That's okay. And I want to get through this story first, then I'll eat because we'll be on break. This is a real, real, I've never seen anything like this. So there's an Irish woman, I believe she's actually 25 years old. When you look at her, she's in a pre-puberty girl's body. All right. She's from the village of Mooncoin. She suffers from a condition called caudal regression syndrome, which basically results in abnormal development of the lower spine. Now, I have to admit, as a doctor, okay, I've never really seen people with this regression syndrome, but what I understand about it is a lot of them, they can't walk. They have a lot of issues with their, with their lower extremities, but I've never seen anybody not go through puberty. So she never had periods, never needed to wear a bra. She's flat-chested, doesn't have to have periods. Actually, this kind of sounds good. No back pain, no. But anyway, she's 4'9", and obviously she won't be able to have children. They say she's had daily injections now of hormones because they're trying to replace the hormones that this condition's not allowing her to have. And we'll see if she starts to develop. See, interesting. You see a case like this, right? You see a case like this, yet, and you really feel bad for her. And then you see Chaz Bono. Chaz Bono wants to buy a penis. You heard that? Yeah, Chaz Bono shares daughter, son. Yeah, well, I guess it's 45 grand. I don't know. All right, guys, stay on board for another hour. If not, I will talk to you tomorrow on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Be safe.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBen.com. CNN.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipe Lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's www.BrightsideBen.com.